Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
A convincing win in Toronto. The Bruins can close it out Tuesday night at TD Garden. 3-1, the final, and 3-1 in the series.
He was really good. What went into the decision was we rotated the first two games, and then Swayman played so well, there was, you know, we were going to go with the hot hand.
That was the plan.
Oh.
Each goalie's going to play one game, and then we're going with the hot hand? Interesting.
We were going to go with the hot hand.
Because I thought they said at every single turn they were going with a rotation. That's what I thought they were doing.
It wasn't a rotation as much as a competition, I guess.
I've been told Allmark was really awesome in game two. I've been told he was great in that game.
I think he was fine. He just wasn't as good as Swayman, and he lost the goalie competition.
No, there's nothing you could have possibly asked for Linus Allmark to do more than what he did. It was a team-wide problem, not an Allmark problem. They just decided to abandon the rotation just out of the goodness of their hearts,
I guess,
for Jeremy.
This Quinn. Was the plan. This was the didn't don't you know that? This was the plan.
We're going to go with the hot hand.
That's it. Hot hand. Even though they've been saying goalie rotation at every turn for weeks and months, no, this was the plan. Swayman, Allmark, then we go with the hot hand. You guys didn't know that? This was their plan all along. Interesting.
I don't care. I'm just glad they came to their senses finally. Honestly, that's really all that matters to me. I don't care how it took them to get here.
I'm still annoyed.
I'm just glad they're here.
The series could be over.
It should be. It should have been a sweep.
Series could be over. Like, if you didn't screw around with it, the series could be over. But you screwed around with it, and let's see. Let's see if Toronto has life tomorrow night. In game five.
I think they're toast.
I'm with you. My sense is they don't. But you can jump in. 617-779-7937. Where are all my goalie rotation people out there? Where are you? Bruins are done with it. They were never planning on doing it, supposedly. So we'll hear from you coming up. We will talk to Drake May, Patriots quarterback, scheduled at 4:30 here today on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. You can also text us 37937. Still a lot of draft stuff trickling in. You guys are all dumb. Jalen Polk put up 1,000 yards on the same team as Roma Dunze last year. Mm-hmm. Are we shortchanging Jalen Polk?
Probably, but the point is that Roma Dunze was on the other side.
I was going to say, I think that point that you're making actually isn't the one you think you're making, Texter. The defense was focused on Adunze. So what's he going to do now?
You're looking at the two of them and you're like, we're going to put our best corner and we're going to divert the safety over to one guy. Who are you looking at?
Yeah. Hopefully Pop Douglas is drawing a lot of coverage over there to free
Maybe
up Jalen Polk.
Maybe I'm saying, like, I'm not sitting here saying that I'm definitely right. I do think it's something that you should consider when you're looking at the player and his stats.
Yeah, I just think that logic is backwards. The logic is, well, he put up 1,000 yards next to the number 9 pick. The number 9 pick ate into his stats. I think you have it backwards. I think he had the numbers because
they keep throwing it to him?
Yeah, the focus is on the top 10
pick. Yeah, that has nothing to do with the Patriots either. The Patriots don't have some stud wide receiver on the other side that you have to worry about.
So, yeah. No worse than a B-plus draft. Another text at 37937. They just locked up Barmore. Still focusing on the negatives. Unbelievable. Mego and I said they're better.
Yeah. We like it.
Arkan is focusing on the negative. This text should be targeted
at
Arkan.
Hey, text, you're the one who's grading the draft right after the draft happened, which is like so amateur hour. You won't even know how good this draft is for like 2 or 3 years.
I have no problem grading the draft. I have no problem doing it.
Do
you not like to grade the draft?
If we're going to pick apart takes and say that we're unbelievably negative,
let's grade it.
That No, stop it.
Why?
Because I don't like grading the draft right after. Because it's stupid. You don't know who these players are going to be.
Grading anything like this is stupid. We never know anything. We're like, grade the Celtics at the trade deadline. Grade all these things. We have no idea how any of it's going to work out.
If you get a player at the trade deadline, you have some context of who the player is at a professional level.
But you don't know. You have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea? You see them play in the league for another team.
I'm with Mad Dog. Take a guess.
Take a guess.
Grade it, Mego.
Incomplete.
Come on. Arcan?
C.
B.
Wow, Arcan is so negative.
You gave it an incomplete. That's kind of negative.
Yeah.
That is incomplete because I still want them to make a trade.
If it was a pass fail, I think you failed them.
You still want them to make a trade. Negative.
Pass fail? I would say pass.
Okay, that's.
I'll play that game.
That's something.
That's something.
They passed.
How can you do it? You haven't seen them play yet. How can you give them a pass?
I'm giving them a pass because they got Drake.
I don't even get how you can like or dislike the draft if we haven't seen them play.
If you love Drake May so much, why wouldn't you give him a good grade?
Yeah.
Because there are a bunch of other picks and he needs help.
Okay, but you like May a lot,
right? I don't
know
how good the help is.
You know what? The more I'm hearing this, she is pretty negative about the Patriots, actually. I think the texter was right.
There's a difference between being negative and being defensive. And when Arcan starts coming at me, then I had to get defensive.
Got it. Ryan, you want to grade it? Since Mego abstained?
I'm going to give it a B+. Plus.
B+. Plus.
You know why? Because they addressed areas of need. They didn't get too cute, which is all we talked about leading up to the draft. They walked away with a quarterback, in theory, left tackle, and a wide receiver. They had two wide receivers. One defensive guy.
That's why I went C and not lower, is because they did, at the very least, address the needs that they had. So, they did go about that. It's not the guys I wanted, and I'm not necessarily sure it's the guys they wanted either, but they did address the needs.
Yeah, that's why it's not an A for me.
It's the best draft that Jerod Mayo has ever had.
Elliot true. Wolf and Jerod Mayo, it's the best one they've ever done. Plus 800 for the Pats to make the playoffs, I'm in. Also, I'm with Jones. Let the kids play. There we go. More agreement with Jones.
Oh, don't worry. They will.
They have no other choice. Yeah. These are the texts. Mego, you were a goalie rotation person. What do you think of this?
I think it makes sense to stick with Swayman, especially after that last game. I mean, if you look at that game, the goalie play was really the differentiator between those two teams. They were all at the very end. They were almost even on shots. I think Toronto had like 4 or 5 more shots on goal. But otherwise, like, I thought the play was so even, and Swayman is completely the difference maker. And you can't go away from it at this point. It's not to discredit other guys out there like your hero, Brad Marchand, who I know we'll get to. But you'd be stupid. You would be a fool to move away from it at this point, to move off of Swayman.
Will we see Allmark again in the playoffs?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think something bad's going to happen.
Okay. Well, then, so you don't have a lot of confidence in Swayman.
I just don't have a lot of confidence in this team overall. For this is where I'll be negative.
Yes, sir. My gosh.
I know. I'm sorry to say. I feel
Maggie
like
Maggie Downer.
They might get past the next round, and then, you know, some terrible game happens, and then another not so good game happens, and then, like, who's to say also next round that they don't go, oh yeah, well, that was Swayman against Toronto. He matched up so well against them all year. Now it's a clean slate. We're going into this next round, and it's going to be the same kind of rotation.
Well, Allmark did have very good numbers against Florida. I don't care, because those are regular season numbers.
They start playing it like it's some kind of matchup rotation.
I don't want to do that. I just want to play the guy who doesn't poop himself in the playoffs, and that's Jeremy Swayman. It's as simple as that. I don't care about the regular season numbers. I don't care about how they match
up.
That
might be norovirus.
I don't care about any of that. I don't want to see Allmark again in the playoffs, unless Swayman's getting his brains beaten in and they replace him in the third period, because you have to make a change in game. Treat him like a backup. I don't want to see him again. I don't think we're going to see him again.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope that you don't see that. I hope that they don't decide that they have to go back to it. I didn't feel great about Olmark's comments today. I didn't think that those
What did Olmark say?
Well, Olmark was talking about
he's a little glib.
I don't want to be a little crybaby. I'm not here to be a crybaby. I'm just here to bring energy and all this other stuff. You know, it was. I didn't hear him actually say it, but I can kind of picture how he said it. You know,
I didn't even see these comments.
I can picture how he says these things. Let me see if I can find them, but they are in Slack. So we'll see how that works, but ultimately it shouldn't matter. If they have to go to Olmark for some reason, I hope it's just that they have to. Not that they're deciding to keep the rotation going. We have to go to Olmark because something happened.
So you think the rotation is dead?
I hope it is. I really hope so. I think it is. I think it should be. Yes. Yes, I think it is.
What? You look like you were going to say something. What?
Oh, no. I'm just asking. Is the rotation dead?
Yes.
I don't think it's dead.
It's definitely dead.
I don't think it is.
It
I think
should
they're gonna,
be.
I think they're going to reset it like there's something, like it's a matchup thing, or they're trying to rework it or something, because I feel like they still don't trust Swayman if they actually make a deep run.
What else does Swayman have to do?
I don't know.
Does he have to do other than dominate in the playoffs for them to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should stick with him a little bit longer. Maybe we should see how far he takes us before he has a bad game or a bad string of games before we decide to make a decision like this. If he has two bad games in a row, I'll start to think about that.
It's his net. It's done. It's over. The goalie rotation was always stupid, and now the Bruins finally agree. I just don't like Achorn in the Twitch chat is calling me out. He's like, oh, the Bruins shouldn't do a goalie rotation. Now they're not doing the goalie rotation. Why aren't you rotating goalies? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying why aren't you rotating goalies.
You don't want that.
No, I'm just mocking the idea that this was their plan all along, and I'm mocking people who wanted a rotation. This is definitely the right thing to do, to play Swayman. I missed these comments. Brian dropped these in Slack. I didn't see them. Omar. Oh, you have the audio. Okay, great. Yes. Let's hear them. Better.
Could be the way that it went. You try to keep the right perspective on it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's a reason why I'm here today, and it's not being a sulky little crybaby about nothing or anything like that. You know, I try to stay professional, supporting the guys throughout the team or throughout the period here. We're out there every practice, trying to be better, try to push people in the way that I can, obviously, and try to bring that energy and try to do whatever I can when I'm off the side as much as I try to do when I'm in the.
Okay, I don't have a problem with those after hearing those.
Hearing it, reading it was different.
I don't, yeah.
Reading him say, I don't want to be a salty little crybaby. I just want to try and stay professional, made it seem. But then you hear him talk, and he has this way of talking. It just never seems
just,
like
but
it's
also,
that hard,
like,
yeah.
It's a good point. Like, he doesn't have to make himself available, and he's not hiding from the media and pouting, and right. He doesn't sound super pissed there. So I actually, as much as I want to dig in on those and call them out,
I don't think as much either.
Those don't sound too bad.
Worse in print.
Here's Swayman after game four about how he's performed through the first three games he's played in.
You've talked about wanting to be a goalie in this situation. Are you playing like the goalie you wanted to be?
Always wanting more for myself. It's really fun to take a step back and have that gratitude for the situation and the moment. And just really grateful for this experience and still wanting more.
Okay, still wants more. I think it's his net now. Are we going to see Ullmark again? Mego says yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're seeing him again.
I don't think the rotation's totally dead.
But why?
I think it's either going to get resurrected because they look at it and they're going to play this game and say, oh, it's like a matchup-based thing, and it's Toronto for Swayman, and if it's Florida, then it's Florida for the Bruins, and it's, you know, just something stupid.
Okay, let me walk this
like
back.
That.
Who starts tomorrow?
Swayman.
Okay, we all agree with that then.
It's dead for this series. Okay. I don't think it's dead for the playoffs.
Let's say they went on Tuesday. Let's play this out. And look, the Bruins can drag these out. They were up 3-1 last year. We all know what happened. They've had 3-1 leads against Toronto before and still had to go
can
to a
they
game
just
seven.
Win on Tuesday because I'm trying to see the new Zendaya movie. Zendaya movie on Thursday?
Stole for debate.
Yes.
Zen doing two guys at the same time.
That's
you just stole my joke. I said that before the show.
It's a good joke, Arcad.
Yeah. Didn't you steal that joke?
I never heard it before.
Wasn't it a stolen joke that you?
No.
I just heard it for the first time.
I made it up, but the Dune 2 jokes have been going around. And I said Dune 2, and I said, yeah, Challengers is Dune 2 guys in that Challengers
movie. See, that's stupid, because I already heard Arcan tell it.
Yeah. I said it before the show, and Arcan sniped it.
I don't know that.
You got to save that good stuff for the air, Mego.
I have no recollection of that.
Got to save those stolen jokes for the air. So when it comes to who starts game one, then? Let's say they finish it off. They win. Who starts game one? Don't even say what I think you're going to say. Thank you.
Swayman. I'm a reasonable person.
Okay. You don't want Ullmark to play unless something happens to Swayman. You're kind of, right? Like,
I think one way or another, that's
Swayman keeps playing well,
happen.
You're not going to say put in
right,
Ullmark.
Right, but I think either something happens where Swayman plays himself out of that net and Ullmark goes back in, or they reset a dumb rotation in the next round and say it's a matchup advantage.
Okay, where are the Ullmark people? Where are the goalie rotation people? You should hate this. You should hate the approach. You should hate that they're going with Swayman. 617-779-7937.
Put in Swayman.
Plus, my guy, Brad Marchand, carrying the Bruins.
About time.
Can he carry him on a deep run? Let's get to that right after Trending with RK.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.